The author of today's first reading was a man named Ben Sirach in the 2nd century BC. He accumulated deep experiences while traveling to many countries, and through study and meditation on the law, he came to know that the law is superior to Greek philosophy or any other ideas that were mainstream at the time. And he wrote the book of Ecclesiasticus to teach that. At the time, Israel had not been free from Greek influence since invasion of Alexander the Great. The people were discouraged and had many religious problems. Under this influence, Ben Sirach, the author of the first reading, wrote the book to emphasize religious tradition. He emphasized that Israel suffered because they were unfaithful to God, and if they were faithful to God, they would not be discouraged and would rise again. He teaches that if you honor the law, you will be blessed and favored, but if you do not, you will be punished. The law is the law of God, and the law of God is far superior to any thought or wisdom of this world. So the pride of the Jews in the law is great, and they have tried to keep the law thoroughly. The scribe studies the law more deeply than anyone else, and Pharisees struggle to live faithfully only according to the law. However, an ironic problem arises. The Jews have been studying and practicing the law of Moses for a long time, but they did not know what the point of the law was. They did not love God and love neighbor through the law, but rather judged people carelessly through the law and put heavy burdens on them and even prevented them from following God. Jesus in today's gospel points out this contradiction. So there were a lot of dropouts. They stigmatized people as sinners. The Pharisees set themselves apart from the people and kept the law thoroughly. Here and there, in the Gospels, we see Jesus arguing with the hypocritical scribes and Pharisees. Jesus argued with them to remind them of the real spirit of the law. The law teaches you to do this and not do this. But Jesus goes beyond that and teaches us to live the law through our hearts. The teachings of Jesus are the law of an active heart. It is not formality, but a true law that comes from the depths of the heart. Jesus invites us to greater love by letting us know the essence of the law. The commandments we received in the Old Testament are things such as, you must not murder, you must not commit adultery, and you must not swear falsely. But if you think about it, keeping the commandments of the Old Testament may not be that difficult. What Jesus is saying is to live more actively with greater love. In other words, Jesus teaches not only to simply keep the Lord's Day, but also to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. He also wants the couple to live with greater love and sacrifice, rather than dwelling on not committing adultery. He also wants us to share that we have with the poor and give to the poor, rather than just not stealing. Like this, Jesus invites us to actively live according to God's law beyond simply keeping the law of don't do something. This is the core of today's gospel. I too have experienced more graces when I have lived more actively than was required. At the seminary, there is a mass and prayer time that I am required to do. When I went to the chapel earlier than the required time to pray, I had a deeper conversation with Jesus and received a gift. When you go beyond this simple demand and move towards the greater love of God, we can truly participate in the teachings of Jesus. It's easy to follow the law, you shall not kill. Of course, we don't kill people, but sometimes we hurt people with our words and actions. So let's speak words of encouragement to those around us this week. Also, let's not simply follow the law of don't commit adultery, but let's sacrifice more for your husband, your wife, and your family. For example, you can take out the trash bags from your house for your family, or when your child wakes up crying at night, taking care of the child first on behalf of your wife or husband can be active love. These are the law of an active heart. So brothers and sisters, let's live out the teachings of Jesus more actively throughout this week so that we can become Christians who participate in the completion of the law of Jesus. Whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven.